With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington, Texas. Parents are frantically posting photos of their daughters and pleas for information as more than 20 campers from an all-girls Christian summer camp remain missing after floods tore through the state's south central region. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says bodies have been found.
Bodies have been found, some in cars that were washed down upstream that came down into the area. Some are adults, some are children. Again, we don't know where those bodies came from, and was it from a camp, or was it from one of the many homes that were all along the Guadalupe River? We just obviously don't know that at this time.
At least 13 people were dead Friday and dozens missing after a month's worth of heavy rain fell in a matter of hours on Texas Hill Country. President Trump signed his big, beautiful bill before a crowd of picnickers at the White House this afternoon. He says Americans in all walks of life will benefit from the new law.
This bill will fuel massive economic growth and lift up the hardworking citizens who make this country run. The factory workers, farmers, mechanics, waiters, waitresses, police officers, firefighters, coal miners. Coal is back.
And he says a new era of prosperity is dawning in America.
The golden age of America is upon us. We are in the golden age. It's going to be a period of time the likes of which I don't think this country has ever experienced before.
Russia launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight in the largest aerial assault since the war began. The capital, Kyiv, was the primary target. Authorities said one person was killed and at least 26 people, including a child, were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had a very important phone call with President Trump. Evangelicals and feminists are cheering the Supreme Court.
Those two groups don't agree on much, but one thing they do agree on is that men have no place in women's sports. And so they are praising the justices for agreeing to consider the constitutionality of state laws that bar males from playing on female sports teams. The decision is likely to be rendered a year from now, and it may prove to be a watershed ruling in the ongoing battle over transgenderism in the United States and how it affects children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973 when Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it. SRN News. A declaration against slavery is recovered in Massachusetts.
The long-lost document proclaims opposition to the practice by New England Baptist ministers. The nearly 180-year-old scroll is dated March 2, 1847, 14 years before the outbreak of the Civil War, signed by 116 New England ministers who said they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was considered lost forever after fruitless searches at Harvard and Brown universities and elsewhere. Found by a volunteer searching the American Baptist Archive, the issue of slavery would prompt some Southern Baptists to split from Northern Baptists and from the Southern Baptist Convention. George Williams reporting.
Jennifer Kromvack, who's discovered the document, says it offers a glimpse into the emerging debate over slavery in the 19th century. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.